One guy who knows about J.R. Smith and the rest of the Denver Nuggets, Andrew Feinstein from DenverStiffs.com, is joining us now. Andrew, first of all, your thoughts on the Carmelo trade, and how quickly do you think this gets done?
I think this trade is getting done Thursday. I mean, the trade deadline's at 3 o'clock. Trade deadline's at 3 o'clock on Thursday Eastern time, which is 1 o'clock Denver time. So I think this is going to go down to the wire. Hopefully Thursday morning, so it doesn't waste my entire Thursday worrying about it.
Andrew, one quick question. If it does happen Thursday before the trade deadline, do you think the Nuggets are going to have enough players to dress that night when they play, or what's going to happen with that?
We've seen these scenarios before. I don't remember the last one in the NBA, but we've seen teams that are completely gutted, and they have to dress seven. And it gets pretty dicey, and unfortunately, yeah, we got to play the Celtics on Thursday night. So hopefully the Nuggets get this done beforehand. You got to get these guys physical. They got to fly out. You know, maybe they can get it done tomorrow. I'm not quite sure what the delay is at this point, frankly. Don't we all know the parameters of the deal now?
I think the perimeter has been, or the principles.
Well, the deal has always really been in place. It just always hinges on if Melo's going to sign this extension,
which chased me in so many wrong ways.
Yeah.
Andrew, Josh here. We were just talking about JR a bit. I don't know if you heard. How do you think? What do you think is going to happen with JR if this team gets blown up?
Well, I don't know what JR Smith's future is here. You know, he had an opportunity this year to be a true professional, play hard, play right. You know, he is on an expiring contract. And he hasn't done that. And if it, you know, whether it's George Karl's fault or JR's fault or both, but I don't know if JR has demonstrated that he's worthy of a future in Denver. And if we are indeed moving on, and we're moving on from this Carmelo era, and we have this new financial austerity coming into the NBA on the other side of this pending lockout, perhaps we need to look at having some character versus characters here in Denver basketball.
Does that work in basketball, though, the character guys?
Look, who won the last few NBA championships. So, you know, character typically wins over characters. I mean, I don't think the San Antonio Spurs have the most talented roster. The Nuggets had the most talented roster in the NBA 3 years ago with Allen Iverson and Kenyon Martin and Melo and Marcus Camby, but they didn't have the personality that comes with winning championships. So, you know, I want Carmelo to stay, but if he doesn't want to be here, you know, I know I sound like a jilted lover here, but then I don't want him either, and I'd rather move on to a new era with guys who, you know, think it's recognize at the minimum that it's an honor and a privilege to get paid millions of dollars to play basketball.
Well, Andrew, it sure sounds like you're ready to move on. I got invited on Facebook, and I think there's an open invite to everybody.
Open-ended invitation.
Like open-ended invitation to the Carmelo Anthony going away party at Jake's of Denver on 3800 Walnut Street in Denver. It's Friday night. You want to tell us a bit about that, Andrew?
Well, this Friday night, starting at 7:30, we are going to have the official Carmelo Anthony going away party. It might even double as the Carmelo Anthony Chauncey Billups going away party. But it's going to be at Jake's Denver, which is a restaurant and a bar that I'm involved in. Jake's is about 5 minutes northeast of Coors Field. And we're going to have 50-cent wings and $2.50 domestic drafts. We're going to have the Nuggets game on all nine of our big-screen TVs. So you can see the new-look Nuggets take on the Blazers in high def while you're eating the best wings in Denver.
Or will we see George Karl win pants because they can't dress seven?
Yeah, poor George. You know, George Karl, you know, he's got his faults. He's not, you know, a perfect coach by any means. But here he comes back from battling cancer. He's trying to get a contract extension, and he's got to deal with this. So I think George, he's taken a lot of criticism on my site at Denver Stiffs, but I think George actually deserves a lot of credit for keeping the Nuggets afloat.
Andrew, for those of us who don't know, give us a little bit about your website, DenverStiffs.com, and promote that a little bit for us.
Well, Denver Stiffs was launched in 2008, and the whole point of Denver Stiffs is basically to have some what I call as fan advocacy. And our job at Denver Stiffs is to ensure or to try the best we can to keep the front office, the coaching staff, management, and the players earnest about how they go about their work. You know, we are the fan. At the end of the day, it's us fans that enable these guys to make the millions of dollars that they make to play basketball and coach basketball. So we hold the team accountable because we're an independent arbiter. You know, we don't have to answer to a higher power. We only answer to the fans. So Denver Stiffs is the place to come for just unbridled, but I would call very educated Nuggets talk. And we've had extensive coverage of this Carmelo situation really from day one. Back in July, we suggested that the Nuggets should look to move him. We've never believed that you know, he was going to stay here long term.
Andrew, don't sue me when I come up with DenverOafs.com.
I won't. And of course, the name Denver Stiffs is an homage to Doug Moe.
Indeed.
And if you're about my age, or even within 10 years up or down of my age, you remember the Doug Moe era. And I think right now, a lot of us here that are Nuggets fans are longing for the old days.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much. We're definitely longing for the old days. Andrew, thanks for joining us for a few minutes. Again, Carmelo Anthony going away party at Jake's on Walnut Street in downtown Denver Friday night. Andrew, thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Thanks,
and
Andrew.
Thanks for the great coverage, as always, on DenverStiffs.com.
Good stuff, sir.
Great to have you guys. Great to be with you guys. I look forward to having a beer with you on Friday night.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there.
I like beer.
we all do. You are listening to Elephants in the Room. I'm Chris Bianchi, filling in with Josh Pennock and Dan Betlock here on Mile High Sports, AM 1510, FM 93.7. Coming up next, Eric Young Jr., Rocky second baseman.
1510, 93.7.